This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Mom, Thibaut Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Welcome to ENN. A Friday, a super wild card weekend Friday, ENN. Does it get any better if you're a football fan? Sure, we were on the brink of democracy falling apart this week, but damn it, America, we got football this weekend. We're going to be okay. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Like a hungry little mongrel.
I'd like to say good evening to Michael yet again.
He might not even show up at Three Rivers or Heinz, whatever they call it.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, Anthony, right before we went to break at the end of picks, Michael said something about I'm not scared, and it sounded like you should look for it. It was something special.
I think you both really enjoyed my presentation today.
I did, but then you said I'm not scared, and it just sounded crazy. But great. Let me say good evening to Don.
Secret Life of Pets, and that's been in heavy rotation.
It's a very good point. I got to tell you, I saw that film. I was very disappointed.
Well, you thought it would be more secretive?
Correct. I really wanted to get into what these pets were doing. So I, quick sports-related note, guys.
That's rare in ENN.
I made the decision to go back to the gym on a limited basis, right?
Not good.
For what reason?
Oh, I don't know. People smell.
Well, I didn't know if you meant COVID or just people having to see me at the gym. But anyways, it's a very safe gym. You have to schedule your time. I'm not near anyone. Everyone's in masks. No one communicates. It gets the job done. I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable with the spacing. I feel comfortable with the scheduling. I feel comfortable with the lack of communication. It's cool. It's cool. It doesn't worry me. However, I want to tell you guys a little something. Of the people who still care about the gym enough that they're going during COVID, where do you think I rank on the physically fit of those people?
I'd say that most people that are going are really physically fit.
Yeah.
And so you're at the bottom.
When I tell you I've been three times and I am by far the fattest disgrace at the gym.
I can see that.
It's horrifying. Everyone there is a psychopath who probably was going on March 13th. The second a gym opened, they were there. And then there's me, who's like plodding along on the elliptical. It's a sad, horrifying situation, but I felt my health needed me to be active, and I just do not run outside. I don't know how to do it, so I'm trying to safely approach this.
Why don't you come to my house? I have an elliptical in my basement. Do that. Don't embarrass yourself.
Would you let me do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't have any interaction with you, and you'd have to come through a different entrance.
Different entrance, wear a mask, no interaction.
Right.
All right, I consider this.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't believe you because you're a bad guy. Now, it's been a couple of hours since we mentioned it, so before we get into a lot of NFL stuff, should mention that Kyrie Irving did not leave with the Brooklyn Nets for Memphis. Of course, the Nets did the job last night. They were minus Kyrie. They were minus Kevin Durant. They've lost Spencer Dinwiddie to an ACL for the season. And yet, they blasted the best team record-wise in the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers. Kyrie out. Steve Nash did not speak to Kyrie, was not completely clear on why he's not around. And that will continue again tonight. But the rumor is that, according to people close to Kyrie, sources close, they say, Kyrie is upset about the events in the nation this week and did not want to play.
I just find it amazing. I said it earlier, so I'm not going to go that deep into it. But he shouldn't expect to get paid. They shouldn't pay him. I'm not saying the Nets should pocket the money, but they should come to an agreement. What are these causes that are important to you? And Kyrie is very charitable, and the money from yesterday's game that he would have earned should go to a charity. Sorry, it should. He should not earn that money. Just because you don't feel like going to work, I didn't feel like working on Wednesday either. I worked.
Well, I
you don't just say, I don't want to work. It's not the way it works.
All right, that's one level, which I guess does have some debate. I could see somebody saying, Michael, I agree with him sitting out. It would be tough for me to be able to play, whatever. But I just don't get, and nobody's been able to explain to me, not articulating that. That's why I don't want to play. Is he just so consumed with himself that he just wants people to talk about him? That he feels that if he's honest with why he's not playing, it'll just be filed away. But the fact that he leaves this mystery means he's going to take up all everybody's time and talk about it. So there's the attention's on him.
And Nash, shouldn't we hear from Nash pregame?
Yeah, I keep checking Twitter to see if he says anything.
We but keep us posted.
Yeah, I just believe that isn't Memphis like an hour?
It's an hour behind.
Yeah, so he probably, I mean, maybe we hear something at the end of the show, but he's probably not going to meet the media. Like he would already be meeting with them now at 6 o'clock, so we might miss out on it. But at 7 o'clock, we have the Knicks pregame, and then the Knick game tonight. Nash talks at 6:39, I'm told, by our Nets producer, yes, Frank DeGray. 6:30, okay. Excuse me. So we will have something.
All right, perfect. Celtics have a COVID situation. They will be without their entire front court rotation Friday night against the Wizards. Grant Williams, Robert Williams, and Tristan Thompson all out because of COVID protocol. Williams tested positive for COVID-19. Thompson and Grant contact tracing, so they're all out. Fortunately, they're playing the Wizards, who literally could not beat, you know, the Bernstein Bears. So...
They're Berenstein Bears.
I always said Bernstein.
That's the family down the block.
Because Berenstein isn't a name. Bernstein's a name. Bonnie Bernstein, the beloved. Other Al Bernstein. The Bernstein Bears.
They're the Berenstein Bears. Move on.
I can't even say that. Either of them.
Anthony, did you find my drop of Michael saying he's not scared? Let me hear it.
I'm not scared.
It's not crazy, but I enjoy it. Seth Curry also, not Steph Curry, Seth Curry has also tested positive for COVID-19.
Is it Berenstein or Bernstein, or is it positive or positive? What is it? What's going on with you?
According to Woj. So Seth will be dealing with the ramifications of a positive test. This all was learned yesterday, right at the start of the loss to Brooklyn last night. So, you guys want to talk some foosball?
Sure.
I don't know if you're aware, but the wild card games are this weekend. That's right, it's a super wild card weekend, but we start with a team that's not even in the playoffs, and that would be the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson supposedly upset by his team's GM hiring process, and now there's speculation that he could want out from Houston. So we've talked about this a lot throughout the day. He expected to be consulted. They claim that they have consulted with him, but he was supposedly not informed that they intended to hire Nick Caserio, who's, Michael, you said also of the Belichick tree.
Absolutely, he is. He's from New England.
And Watson actually said that he doesn't fancy the Texans, all due respect, to be the Patriots South, and thinks that the Texans need to find their own identity. Let's hear from Cal McNair real quick. Houston ownership on these reports of Watson being upset.
I've come to understand that it's been reported that Deshaun feels left out of the process, that he and I had several visits, and I understood his point of view before meeting with candidates. I've reached out to Deshaun about Nick's hire, and I look forward to him getting back to me when he returns from his vacation.
See ya!
We'll see. It's still a ways away from that. But, man, you talk about a game-changing, a team-changing, a culture-changing player becoming available. I mean, there's no other Deshaun Watson popping up this year.
No.
You know, there's Matt Stafford popping up. You know, there's some interesting ones. There's Mitch Trubisky. There's not Deshaun Watson.
Right. and Trevor Lawrence will pop up.
Justin Fields will pop up as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. Is there any world in which even if you had the number one pick, you'd consider moving that pick and getting Watson?
There's a world. I don't know. Again, the money comes into play because that first-round draft pick is not going to make the money for 5 years.
That, I think that's that, the whole that's yeah. That kind of ends it. Watson's deal's big. I mean, you're
but,
not, 35,
but for the team that, as Chris Carlin told us earlier, the team that gets has only a $10 million hit on their cap next year. That's nothing.
Can you explain to me something?
Sure.
I know I do a sports talk show, and I should be better than this, but we all know I'm not. Well, explain how there's only a $10 million cap hit on the team next year.
Well, they probably gave him a signing bonus, which is amortized over a number of years.
Okay.
So that means that they've already paid him that, and that has to count against their cap. So the money
since that counts against
year,
the original team's cap, it can't count against the new team's cap.
Right, because there's just a certain amount of salary for next year that's guaranteed. That's $10 million. So you're getting that $10 million. You have to transfer that to your cap. The amortized signing bonus counts against the Texans this coming year. Now, after that, all the money goes to the acquiring team because the actual signing bonus has been played out over the first couple of years.
Now, Don, do you think I'm a disgrace for working in sports and not fully understanding that, or do you think it's...
No, I think the salary cap stuff is really crazy. I mean, you know how big a hockey fan I am, but like I get confused by the escrow and all that. I mean, it's really hard because you've got to average it out per year. And so it's unfair, I guess, from a contract standpoint to just take there's times it's front loaded, as you said, back loaded. There's bonuses that have to get factored into it. It's very confusing. I would not feel bad at all.
And also on Twitter, Peter, I'm being told it's the Berenstain Bears, not Berenstain.
Berenstain Bears?
Yes.
Well, any of the three.
I got to tell you then, that's a joke. I don't want to tell them how to do their business, but they made a mistake. I would have called them the Berenstain Bears and leaned more into the Jewish market. Because what's a Berenstain? It sounds gross. All pro teams have been picked. Michael, Don, I'll give you guys an opportunity to guess which New York Jet or Giant made the All-Pro team.
How about Graham Gano?
Gano.
Really? He didn't make it? He was great.
No. And I'll save Don the time. Neither did anyone else. Let's just be realistic. Not one Giant or one Jet. Supposedly some votes were out there for Marcus May.
Okay. I would think Leonard Williams might have gotten a few.
Leonard Williams, too, folks. Could have had some conversation.
Bradbury,
sure. Why not? But no, none of them.
But nobody's going to sit on hold for 30 minutes screaming that somebody didn't make it.
I'm going to give you guys, just for a second here, a little bit of an opportunity, because we know we're doing a second part of ENN anyway.
Oh, sure.
Quarterback. Who was the All-Pro quarterback?
The All-Pro quarterback?
That's right.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. Here's the easiest one. Who is the All-Pro running back?
I would think he's playing against the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right.
The Titans.
He's on the Titans. How about the tight end? Also a pretty easy one.
Kelsey.
That is correct. There are three wide receivers. One of them, I think, is really obvious based on the year he had. A lot of people talked about his production this year. The other two, yeah, you'd get, but
Devontae Adams.
Yeah. There you go. So that's the easy one. And then the other two.
Well, Michael Thomas was hurt a lot, so I don't.
Both of these men will be playing in the offseason. One will be playing this week. The other will be playing next week.
And they'll also be playing in the offseason.
Well, there's Metcalf in Seattle.
No.
Really?
No. No DK.
And then there's...
We are concerned about one's availability this weekend.
Oh, Diggs. Stephon Diggs.
That's right. Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill round out the wide receivers. One Washington football player, in case you guys are interested, Brandon Scherff.
Why not?
Why not? And Myles Garrett justified his contract with the Browns. He's your all-pro edge rusher, along with T.J. Watt. That Watt family, some pretty good genes.
Yeah.
They know how to do it. Jalen Ramsey. I love the All-Pro team. I'm a big All-Pro guy. But you know what teams I enjoy more?
When your team's in the playoffs.
No, the broadcast teams.
I think we should do that when we come back.
Oh, you want to make people wait? After the break, they come right back with the NFL lineup of announcers. Oh. A special wacky lineup, too. There are some changes, some interesting things, some new networks, some online options.
Yeah, you got to let us know. This is special.
I think that's worth waiting for. Doesn't everybody agree?
I agree. Let's come back with it.
All right, so we'll take a brief time out, towel off, and come back with Peter's favorite segment of the week for some reason. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes in 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ENN continuing on a Friday evening. But it's not just any Friday evening here on the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. No, it's a super wild card playoff weekend. And with that, we get into this week's big NFL announcer lineup. And when I say it's big,
big,
I mean, Don, how about this? There's so much going on this week in announcers, it justifies the entire season to Michael. And if he denies it, he's a liar. We'll start on Saturday, 1:05 p.m.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow to you and me. It's on CBS because, guys, for the first time ever, we have a triple header of NFL action both days.
Right.
That's right. Put on your Zubaz pants. Take off your shoot. Your shirt also.
Oh, my God. Your shoe?
And start singing, Here Comes Football, because that's where we are, okay? We'll start out on CBS, the Colts-Bills game, the broadcast, Iron Eagle.
That's gotten ugly.
Joined by Charles Davis and, of course, Mr. Vanilla Wafer, Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
You can listen to the game on Westwood One if you're so inclined with John Sadak and Ross Tucker.
That was unnecessary.
Streaming on CBS Sports and Yahoo. 4:40 p.m. on Fox, the Rams and the Seahawks, an big NFC game. West clash.
Big.
On Wild Card Weekend. And it's Fox. It's the playoffs. How about Mr. Joe Buck?
Why not? Be eating salad, you fat little jerk.
He'll be joined by the great Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, and wait for it. Pause the music. Tom Rinaldi.
Whoa!
That's right. After making the jump from the mothership at ESPN over to Fox, Rinaldi makes his Fox debut as part of the NFL broadcast team. Interesting to see that. So you guys think he'll just be paired up on the opposing sideline from Andrews?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
We shall see.
Michael's very good friends with his brother.
Very good friends.
Bob?
One of my closest friends, yeah.
Then we go to Washington. 8:15.
Prime time.
NBC. Mike Tirico.
Ooh. It's a kick six.
Tony Dungy. And Catherine Tappan. Now, this just in, because of COVID protocol issues, Sir Mike Tirico will be calling the game from his home studio.
Wow.
Ew. Also, for some reason, you end up listening to the game. On the call will be the one and only Kevin Harlan.
Beer is every place.
He'll be joined by Jaws' Ron Jaworski. Sunday, 1:05, ABC, ESPN, the game of the weekend. Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds the Ravens against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee, Michael?
Titans, but Anthony, please get that because Peter completely spoke another language at the beginning of that, if you could. Derrick Henry and the purple flying whatever against Derrick Henry and the Titans.
What's wrong?
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Wow, I think there's more luck, more than lucky charms that you've been in hell. Yeah. That was, in a word, troubling.
Lamar Jackson and the purple dirty birds of Baltimore against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee, Michael?
Titans.
ABC and ESPN, 105 p.m. Now the broadcast will, of course, be our Monday night team, Steve Levy.
Oh, yeah. I think my colleagues like me.
Brian Greasy, his sound-alike-y, Louis Riddick, and the legend, Lisa Salter, on the sideline. However, maybe you're thinking, I want an ESPN broadcast, but I don't want that ESPN broadcast.
Okay.
Well, guess what you could do, Don?
What can you do?
You could turn on ESPN2, where you could hear from Super Bowl champion Teddy Bruschi. All right? Average quarterback, great talker, Matt Hasselbeck. Our very own Keyshawn Johnson. Booger McFarland, and the wild card, Rex Ryan.
Wow.
All sitting around together to watch the game on ESPN2.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I got
Steve Levy is all I need, baby.
But they're not done. Go to ESPN Plus if you want. You could watch with Laura Rutledge, Doug Kazarian, Joe Fortenbaugh, Tyler Fulgham. I'm not making up some of these names. Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and Marcus Spears. And then on Freeform, you could watch with Jesse Palmer and Maria Taylor. 440, Chicago, New Orleans. Again, more options, guys. The CBS broadcast, of course, will be Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
He'll be joined by Tony Romo.
That gets you 18 million.
So much.
That gets you 18 million.
Tony, take a knee, Romo, because of the money he's making, the entire network has to take a knee on some very important things,
including world events. Don,
right? Democracy hanging in the balance. Let's go to the neighborhood.
Yeah,
with Cedric the Entertainer.
Which, by the way, I should have brought this up. Nancy reminded me. Yeah. Those sitcoms they went to on Wednesday, all repeats.
No.
Yeah.
That's two knees.
That's
I have so many jokes I want to make. Oh. Jay Feely and Tracy Wolfson on the sideline. Now, if you're seven and you want to watch the game on Nickelodeon, well, guess what? They have an actual seven-year-old calling the game. Noah Eagle, the son of Ian Eagle, something like 24 years old. He's on the call with Nate Burleson, Gabrielle Navia Green, I'm ruining her name, and Lex Lumpkin.
Lex Lumpkin is there?
You know, you're a bad guy, and I'm going to tell you why.
He's the voice of the Clippers. We shouldn't make it seem like that. You know, like Noah's doing it because he's a child.
I think you're burying the lead, Don. Lex Lumpkin is the story here.
Well, who doesn't like a good Lumpkin?
Here's why you're a bad guy, Michael.
Why? Why?
Because when I make a joke like that, Don, how often is Michael there to go, you know, I know that guy. He's an incredible talent, and you should never disrespect him again.
So you know Lex?
No, but what if Lex Lumpkins? What if the Lumpkins are listening?
I'm not making fun of his name like you do with Evan Washburn.
No,
I've never heard
Washburn's
Lex Lumpkin.
Name. You think he's making fun of his name?
Yeah.
By the way, you think Lex Lumpkin's a man? You're right.
Lex Lumpkin is a man. Yeah, well, have you ever heard of a woman named Lex?
Yeah, I was married to one.
A Lex.
No, hey, but people, that's shortened to Lex.
Sure.
In what world?
Oh, yeah. Or Alexa.
If you can't trust me on this, I don't know what to tell you, okay? It's a thing. All right, we continue on. That is the 440 Sunday vehicle. Now, there's more options than that, guys, because it's simply not enough to have the game on CBS or to have the game on Nickelodeon. No, you need more options. So Amazon has the, I enjoy this. They do this now once or twice a year. The Hannah Storm Andrea Kramer vehicle.
Yeah, that's good.
On Amazon.
Once a year, they do it every day. They do it every Thursday.
Wait, no, starting the second half of the year, no?
I think they've been doing it all year.
Well, I'm a bad guy, and I'm going to tune in this
week. Maybe
we
should follow that a little closely.
Maybe if I was the kind of guy who had a segment on sports broadcasters, I would know something like that. So Hannah Storm and Andrew Kramer on Amazon. Then you got Kevin Kugler and James Lofton on the radio. Last game of the weekend, Cleveland and Pittsburgh on NBC. Call your bookie. We got Al Michaels on the call.
He did what?
He'll be joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And Michelle Tafoya. One more time. What does Al Michaels sound like?
He did what?
And then Chris Collinsworth says,
here's a guy.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
I don't know how you do not completely enjoy this segment. Like.
As a special bonus.
Well, this one I've enjoyed.
Especially
Lex Lumpkin.
As a special bonus, because this hasn't been a great enough segment. This is just to make Don may take his shirt off on camera when I say what I'm doing right here. Let's take a look at the wild card announcers from this weekend, 30 years ago.
Ooh. Let's see if I can guess.
That's the game, Don.
All right.
We'll start in the NFC, the Falcons and the Saints.
NFC, Falcons, Saints. So that's not the big guns. So who would be second? Would that be a Vern Lundquist vehicle?
Well, here, I'm going to give you a hint. No, I'm going to give you a hint. The NFC games are separated between two networks.
You mean they're separated between two networks?
One network has one wild card game?
Right. This is Saturday.
But these are two networks.
Right. So it's CBS and NBC, but we have Saturday and Sunday. So there's a Saturday wild card game, and then there's the Sunday. The Sunday would have been Madden and Summerall, so who would be on CBS? And what year is it again?
But that's what I'm saying. That's the part you're getting wrong. The Saturday wild card game in 91 was on ABC.
Now, before we get into this, could I just do one bit of news before you do this?
Please.
Sure.
Steve Nash, addressing the media, quote, I've messaged with Kai, but I want to keep that private. He said Durant's on track for Sunday as long as he continues to test negative the next few days. And our very own Malika Andrews also says that Nash says he's messaged with Kyrie, who did not travel to Memphis for today's game. And he spoke with him message yesterday. Nash said Irving's status for Sunday against OKC has yet to be determined. Hmm. Amazing.
So we got nothing.
Nothing.
Don't you think if there was a basic answer here, it would have been given already?
I think if it's an answer that would have been acceptable to the public,
correct,
it would have been given.
Right. That's what I mean. So, okay. All right, Donnie. Here we go.
All right, so this ABC, is 1991.
91 ABC.
ABC had the NFL, Monday Night Football.
Also because of the wild card situation. So I would think then at that particular time you're talking about Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann.
Incorrect.
All right.
I'm going to break it down for you. The ABC team on that game was actually the Monday night team.
Okay, so Michaels, Gifford. Okay.
The Saturday AFC game was also an ABC vehicle, and it was Brent Musburger and Dick Vermeil.
Oh, wow. Sure.
They used them for the USFL, too.
The AFC game on Sunday was on NBC.
Enberg and Olsen.
No.
No. Someone we talked about this week.
Lex Lumpkin.
It was probably Enberg doing the play-by-play.
It was Marv Albert and Paul McGuire.
Paul McGuire, sure.
Wow.
And then, of course, it doesn't take a genius to figure out who called the Sunday Cowboys-Bears game. Yeah, that would be Pat Summerall. And John Madden. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. I sure will. You have any drops from what just happened, Anthony?
I have one. Don, I'd like you to listen to this with the white-hot intensity of one of your Ramapo professors. You ready? This was spoken during this segment.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee, Michael?
Titans. How's he going to do that? Don, how will he play
for
both teams?
That has nothing to do with the vocabulary or the English language. That was wiring. Really, you know, his penalty's a helmet. That was
what happened.
That's like the wiring in your chair yesterday. This is bad wiring. Lex Lumpkin.
I have to tell you, that has crushed penalties a helmet. I need to
hear it
again.
Can we hear it again, please, Anthony?
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee, Michael?
Titans. You know what I liked about it? When he said Derrick Henry again, some of the wiring started to spark, and he said, this doesn't sound right. I think I just said this, but no. I'll plow through.
So I'm going to just go, because hopefully nobody noticed. But the reason I don't think
God
it's
is my witness, I didn't know. When I said it the second time, that was me just changing the inflection because I thought it was a new player again.
But the penalty is a helmet, he said twice as well, if you remember. We can find that drop. So I think it's on the same level. That's not education. That's like, let's get the guy some help.
I have a doctor's appointment
next week. If everyone knows taking off your penalty is a helmet, you know taking off your penalty is a helmet.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee, Michael?
Titans.
Wow. I was starting to think, do the Ravens have like a backup corner that
Derrick
has
Henry.
The same name?
Yeah, spell it. Slumpkin. It's one is D-E-R-R-I-C, the other one is like Derek Jeter, D-E-R-E-K. Well, anyway, let's shower after that one. Shower off, because we need to reset, and before we throw you to the Nick pregame show, it's Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you, and Lex Lumpkin, too, right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.